futures lost some ground Wednesday, but the week's cash fed cattle market continues to look steady to higher. Japan's final approval of the historic trade agreement with the U.S. should help boost beef exports. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 5th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade perked up Wednesday, but there are too few transactions to trend based on USDA reports. There were 1,189 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, with 860 head selling for a weighted average price of $118.36 a hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 9 days. That was three lots from Kansas and Nebraska. Cattle futures sagged lower, though, perhaps pressured by seasonally declining wholesale beef values and the lack of cash direction. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.06 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.56 lower. Wholesale beef values were sharply lower on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.20 lower Wednesday afternoon at $226.95 a hundredweight. Select was $2 lower at $210.31. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher through September of 20 and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 3 to 7 cents higher through September of 21 and then mostly a penny higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly steady to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. All of the trends that follow are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Feeder steers that were true yearlings or weaned at least 90 days sold mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers that were guaranteed open sold steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. The exception was as much as $10 to $12 higher for long-weaned, thinner-fleshed calves. There were 9,566 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steer calves weighing $500 to $550 sold $3 to $4 lower, unevenly steady at $551 to $600 pounds, and then steady to $2 higher at $601 to $700 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 5.5 sold mostly steady, but steady to $2 higher at $551 to 600 pounds, and then mostly steady at $601 to 650 pounds. Yearling steers and heifers traded with a steady undertone. There are 3,518 head on offer. Feeder steers sold mostly $3 to $4 higher on comparable weights at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City with 3,448 head on hand. Higher undertones were noted for feeder heifers weighing 500 to 650, while heifers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower. Higher undertones were noted for weaned steer and heifer calves. Finally, steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 2,127 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, supported by a bounce in energy and positive rhetoric about the U.S.-China trade talks. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $2.02 to $2.33 higher through the front five contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 146 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 19 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 46 points. On Wednesday, the upper house of the Japanese parliament approved the U.S.-Japan trade agreement, which will greatly improve access for U.S. red meat in Japan, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF president and CEO, explains the agreement with Japan is one of the biggest developments in the history of red meat trade, as no other international market delivers more benefit to U.S. farmers and ranchers, and to the entire U.S. supply chain. In fact, Japan is the largest value destination for U.S. pork and beef exports, with combined exports last year valued at $3.7 billion. with tariff rates mirroring those imposed on major competitors, USMEF forecasts the value of U.S. beef and pork exports to Japan at $4.0 billion next year. That's $2.3 billion for beef and $1.7 billion for pork. By 2025, USMEF projects combined export value to Japan approaching $5 billion, roughly $2.8 billion for beef and $2 billion for pork. Moreover, according to USMEF, the agreement also opens new opportunities for value-added and processed red meat products, with tariffs on these products phasing to zero, which will contribute to the overall growth in U.S. exports to Japan. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 5th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.